Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. On the internet at rbnlive.com and on shortwave at 5.050. Well, we're starting off another week, folks, and last week I thought we wrapped up the week with a bang. We had some very interesting discussion about various things, this issue of, many issues, folks. Well, you know, there was some big news that came up last week that I am compelled to comment upon. There was a story spread all over the internet. It originated with Alex Jones' radio program, an interview with millionaire philanthropist Jimmy Walter and 911 survivor William Rodriguez. Turns out the government of Venezuela is under President Hugo Chavez is thinking seriously, I guess, about having an international commission to investigate what really happened on 911. And, you know, that's tremendous news. I'm really glad about that because, you know, I have written in defense of President Chavez and, frankly, been criticized for doing that. People said he's a communist and a socialist and a this and a that, but whatever he is, and I view him as a populist and a nationalist who's fighting against the New World Order, he obviously is not afraid of the major media in America who are quick to defame anyone who raises questions about 911. I didn't hear the Alex Jones broadcast, so I didn't want to comment on it till I had heard it, but I did listen to a replay of it today, and I was a little bit disappointed that Mr. Rodriguez and Mr. Walter did not mention the fact that Mr. Rodriguez's first trip to Venezuela prior to the most recent one, his trip to Venezuela was sponsored by American Free Press. I know the details about this because originally I was asked to go to Venezuela on behalf of American Free Press, but because of other commitments, I was unable to do it. And I recommended my colleague Christopher Belingo. Well, Christopher has been on top of the 911 issue. In fact, he traveled in Europe with Jimmy Walter's Truth Tour. And in the course of that, Christopher had made contact with people in the Venezuelan government. So Christopher and Mr. Rodriguez went to Venezuela originally on behalf of American Free Press. And while he was there, Mr. Rodriguez was able to make some contacts, and then since that time, he and Mr. Walter went back. But I just want to emphasize that, you know, it was American Free Press that initiated this contact between some American patriots and the government of Venezuela. You know, that's one problem. American Free Press doesn't always get the credit it's due. A lot of people say, oh, yes, yes, American Free Press is a good newspaper, but because American Free Press is so critical of Israel and has pinpointed in many instances the likelihood that Israel may have had a role in the 911 terrorist tragedy, a lot of people really, frankly, shy away from American Free Press. But I suppose that's a badge of distinction because it just means that AFP isn't afraid of anybody. Mr. Walter on the broadcast with Alex Jones made a comment to the effect that the American press is controlled by those who are responsible for 911. And now that's a paraphrase, ladies and gentlemen. But I would have to say he's absolutely right. The American press is controlled by those who are responsible for 911. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again and again and again. The international Zionist movement, through a closely knit collection of bankers and families and other financial interests, do in fact control the American media. And ladies and gentlemen, the media is the enemy. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from the free media in America, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. Some more news, and then we're going to go to your calls at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper, returning to you once again here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at rbnlive.com and on shortwave at 5.050. And if you haven't sent emails or letters or cards to your friends telling them that they should be listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, not just my show, but all the programs on here, it's time to do it. Because we need to expand the listenership every day, because there are a lot of people out there who are fed up with the media, the big media, which is the enemy. Okay, speaking of the enemy, I talked to you about how poor little American Free Press got lost in the shuffle with the reportage about the big news of the government of Venezuela looking into the 911 issue. Well, this issue of American Free Press is out, and I mentioned last week that I had an article, which has finally been printed, and I've already given you the details of it in this program even before the story was printed, and that article said that the Council on Foreign Relations has, for all intents and purposes, officially declared a new Cold War on Russia. The article points out that on December 7th, you remember what that date is, on December 7th, both the Washington Post and the New York Times had attacks on Mr. Putin of Russia, saying that he's undemocratic. And one of those reports was written by former Congressman Jack Kemp and former Senator John Edwards, who were chairs of a so-called bipartisan task force studying U.S.-Russian relations. And, of course, their bipartisan task force says we've got to be tough on Russia because Russia is an enemy. Well, I don't buy that argument, but that's obviously what the Council on Foreign Relations has to say. And it's kind of interesting, in today's Washington Post, April 3rd, Washington Post, the Washington Post Foreign Service says, and there's a headline that says, Russians sense the heat of Cold War. Intensifying U.S. criticism of government and its role in region provokes resentment. And it's interesting because this says something that I was unaware of, that the specter of a U.S. nuclear first strike against Russia even resurfaced this month. An article in Foreign Affairs magazine published by the Council on Foreign Relations suggested that the United States could hit Russia and China without serious risk of retaliation. Well, the article goes on to quote a lot of Russian spokesmen and spokeswomen in some cases, saying that they're getting a little bit concerned about the rhetoric coming out of the Bush administration and the Council on Foreign Relations. One lady whose name I'm not even going to try to pronounce. I'm not one of these people that makes a fool of themselves trying to pronounce foreign names that I can't pronounce. She's a member of parliament. She says the messianism of American foreign policy is a remarkable thing. That's very interesting because this messianism is the product of the Zionist lobby and its friends in the so-called Christian right. Those poor good Americans who are under the domination of Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye and that whole sorry gang who really want to see the world at war. So I just like to keep on pounding away about the fact that our international elite in the Council on Foreign Relations really are maneuvering against Russia because, as I've said time and time again, the leadership of Russia is standing in the way of a new world order. And speaking of New World Order, one of its primary advocates is our own Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice. Now, I was a big fan of Condoleezza Rice years ago because I read that she was writing some very interesting things and saying it was no business of the United States to, as John Quincy Adams said, go out in the world in search of enemies. Well, I'm really sorry to see that someone now is responsible for directing what Condoleezza Rice has to say. This the young gentleman by the name of Christian Brose, B-R-O-S-E. He's the chief speechwriter to the Secretary of State. Young fellow, born in 1979. And, you know, what really disturbs me about the fact that this gentleman, Mr. Brose, is now her chief speechwriter is the fact that prior to becoming her speechwriter, he was assistant managing editor of the Public Interest magazine and assistant editor of the National Interest. Well, these are two publications of this pro-Israel neoconservative gang that got us into the Iraq War, and they're now trying to get us into war against Iran. So despite the fact that Condoleezza Rice, in the old days, seemed to write some pretty good things, she now has somebody else with another agenda writing what she has to say. And that scares me. That scares me because it says to me that Condoleezza Rice, the old Condi ain't the new Condi, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, that's all of that for the time being. Let's go to the phones. We have Paul from New York. Paul, come on up.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. You know, I was listening to you last week talking about the John Birch Society. And you got so many calls on that, I couldn't get through. I waited almost the whole show.
I remember that, Paul, and I'm glad you called back in. I hope you're on my side.
Well, you know, listen, I am on your side. I was so happy when you came to RBN. I don't know, you know, I've been an American Free Press reader for many years, even before it was the spotlight, and I have friends that are also. But, you know, with the John Birch Society, I'm a little confused because there's a couple of things about the John Birch Society. I have tons of CDs and VHS. I mean, they have this video, Civilian Disarmament and Children of the State and 9/11, A Deeper Look, and the United Nations, A Look into the Future, Stepping Stone to World Government, the Free Trade Area of the Americas. The funny thing was is the other day when you were talking about them, the first ad that came on after you got off the air was about the free trade area of the Americas. Now, that's the John Birch Society trying to wake people up to what's going on with the FTAA. And I just, you know, there's so many good things that, that they say, but, you know, we've all heard that, that they're shill or they're, you know, they're been infiltrated. G. Edward Griffin, I don't know. He talks a lot about individualism and not collectivism, but he's like a big Birch, lifelong Birch member.
Hey, look, I tell you what, my oldest friend, my oldest friend from childhood was a hardline member of the John Birch Society, and he and I used to agree to disagree on the subject. It's one of these complicated things that, you know, yes, they do so many, say so many good things, you know, but the problem with that is, you know, back in the old days in the Soviet Union, back in the early days after the Bolsheviks took over in Russia, they developed a comprehensive, and it was a conspiracy, it was a plot to bring all their critics out into the open, and it was called the Trust, T-R-U-S-T, because it was financed through a bank in a Russian-controlled bank in Moscow. And what they would do, they actually set up anti-communist groups throughout Europe and actually anti-communist units inside Russia to bring out the anti-communists so they knew whose heads to cut off. And it's a, you know, there's been a lot written on it. If you go on the internet and you type in the words trust, T-R-U-S-T, in quotes, go onto Google and put trust and KGB, you'll find some interesting details about the history of it. In my new book, which is yet to be published, I have a couple chapters on the activities of the Soviet Trust. And this is what my perception of the John Birch Society has been. They say a lot of good things, but in other respects, they have, you know, they've come down hard on a lot of good patriots over the years, and
well, they don't like Chavez. They hate him. They,
I wouldn't be surprised to hear that they do. Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think you all, you know, it's kind of funny. We just had a letter to the editor of, published in American Free Press this week, attacking Chavez and attacking American Free Press, saying, well, it's kind of interesting. The letter says, I like the articles you do on the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group, but I don't like your articles on Chavez. Well, you know, I was down at the American Free Press office when they were putting the paper together, and I put in an editorial comment to the effect, it's kind of funny, but I said, you don't like the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers, but and you don't like Chavez either, but the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers don't like Chavez. So you see what I'm saying? You know, you find that certain mentality that has kind of stuck in the patriot movement, and I just suggest that people look at it a little more carefully.
Well, it just gets confusing, you know. I like Chavez. I saw this movie, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. You know, and it you know, a lot of listeners may know about that movie, but it was all about when we tried to overthrow him down there not too many years ago, and the people brought him back. But, yeah, I just get confused with so many different things, you know. People say that the spotlight was a shill, you know.
Well, I tell you what I always say to that. I worked at the spotlight for 25 years, roughly, 20 years anyway. And I was directly involved in a lot of the decision-making as far as our fundraising was concerned. And, you know, I know where our money was coming from. It was coming from the people who contributed to us, you know, small contributors. There was only ever one substantially wealthy contributor, and that was one out of a million, and her bona fides were beyond question. So you know, the thing is, I saw Liberty Lobby for, you know, inside and out, upside down, all its warts and everything. And never once did I have any concern that Liberty Lobby and the Spotlight were fronting for anybody but those of us who were each week putting our opinions in the paper. And like I say, I don't think over the years I had one story censored that was published that I submitted to the Spotlight. Paul, hang on over the break if you would. We have quite a few other callers we want to bring up to. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back to RBNLive.com. This is Michael Collins Piper. We have open phones here tonight, and we were talking with Paul, and I think he got one from New York.
I'm here, yeah.
Yeah, okay, Paul. In any event, you were raising the question about, you know, I want to say something here. I don't want to, you know, we talked about the John Birch Society last week, and I had some negative things to say about it, and so did a lot of callers, frankly, and I don't want this to become a forum for bashing the John Birch Society, because
just confused, Michael. That's all, because it's almost like Lisa and Victor coming out after Alex. You know, like I liked Alex to some extent, you know, and I heard Bill Cooper's. I was listening to some of Bill Cooper's archives today, and he was talking about American free press, you know? Like, it's so weird that everybody has these attack things.
What I have to say about the John Birch Society is on the issues, and, I dug something up here. This is the kind of thing that causes my confusion about the John Birch Society. Let me read this to you. September 1964 issue of American Opinion, one of the Birch Society's favorite economists, Hans Senholtz, wrote an article about the Federal Reserve System. Now, this is what was published by the John Birch Society about the Federal Reserve. It says, and this is a direct quote, "The control rests absolutely and undividedly in the hands of the U.S. president. They," that is the people who run the Federal Reserve System, "are agents of the government, not corporate officials with the proprietorship rights and powers customarily of stockholders or corporations. The Federal Reserve System is not, nor has it ever been, a quote-unquote private banking institution," unquote, "that is busily filling the pockets of the bankers, nor is it the evil product of an international conspiracy of foreign bankers." Now, I would be willing to bet that there is hardly one listener to RBN who would agree with that assessment of the Federal Reserve System, but right there it is.
That's a flat-out lie. This is the stuff. I'm not that old. I wasn't even born in 64, so, you know, it's things like that that there's just not enough time in a day to
see. That's why I say I'm not attacking the John Birch Society per se, and certainly not its members, but I am raising questions about why something like that would be published in black and white in a John Birch Society publication, you see. That's where,
right.
See, it's those kind of things. You know, I mean, I know that when I first heard about the Federal Reserve, I read about it in the pages of the Spotlight, and I couldn't figure out why the Spotlight was against the Federal Reserve. I just had never been exposed to the issue. Now, if I read about the Federal Reserve in the Spotlight, I would read that it was more or less as a banker's conspiracy, you know, a get-rich-quick scheme for looting the American public on behalf of these international bankers who control the Federal Reserve. But if I had picked up that issue of American Opinion, the John Birch Society publication, and started off with that, I would have thought that there was nothing wrong with the Federal Reserve. So
right.
You see, it's that kind of thing that raises my eyebrows.
Well, I got my first education on the Federal Reserve from Edward Griffin, you know.
And right. Now, that's enough to cause confusion. You have to say, well, wait a minute. He's been associated with the John Birch Society, and yet,
sure.
Exactly. So this is what I say, you know, when you have this kind of confusion, it's just enough, in my mind, to raise questions.
Well, I think you guys are doing a good job, and I was just hoping to get some clarity on that, because, I mean, I have all these videos that I listen to, and they're awesome from JBS, but, you know, I've also, you know, just something like you just said there. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and as I say, I pointed out, I just actually listened to my broadcast on tape from the other night, and I remember when the John Birch Society, as I say, was running cover stories praising Richard Pearl, you know, and this was at a time when in the Spotlight, my late colleague Andrew St. George and I were writing about these neoconservatives and you know, the real dangers that they were to the conservative movement and to American patriots. So, you know, like I say, this is the kind of thing that has caused this confusion. And, you know, it's just enough that I think on issues like that, you know, it's worth bringing it out. You know what I mean?
It's nice to talk about it, and I appreciate you taking my call. I think that just having a little bit of talk about it sort of clears my mind because, you know, I feel like I'm teaching people all the time, not on the radio, but, you know, and just... You know, to talk about it with somebody like you or just the public, other people is enlightening.
Oh, I think the John Birch Society serves as a positive force in many regards. But then on the other hand, they've also, as I say, I think they've done some things that need to be criticized. So, you know, that's just my opinion. It's not a fact or it's just my opinion, you know, and as I say, I don't want to make this program a sustained attack on the John Birch Society.
No, but let me tell you something, Mike. I think your opinion goes a long way.
Well, I'll tell you what, I could never convince my mother of anything.
Yeah.
So,
well, listen, thanks a lot for taking my call, and I'll get off so other people can get on, you know?
All right, Paul, thanks for your call. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. We've got quite a few callers lined up. And when we come back from the break, we're going to roll on through with you to the end of the hour. Stay tuned to RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This supergovernment will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stop the FTAA.org and keep America free.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., and that is headquarters for American Free Press. Check out that website at AmericanFreePress.net, folks, AmericanFreePress.net. We have a thunderstorm going on here in Washington, and it's dinner time. I can't help but hope that there's a couple politicians that we don't like who are walking down the street right now. Did I say that? Okay, well, let's go to Ron from Oklahoma. Ron, come on up.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
A couple of items I'd like to have you discuss, please.
Okay.
First, in response to the John Birch Society thing, I totally agree with your comments on it, except I'm wondering about, maybe one of the weaknesses of our side is that, and the strengths of the Zionists and the Jews, is that we tend to, why can't we ally with the people who we agree with on their issues, and then when we don't agree with them on an issue, just ignore it and move on? And, it's not...
Let me make a comment on that before you go any further. Let me tell you something about... One thing that we've always tried to do, we always tried to do with the Spotlight, and the same thing with American Free Press, is if there was a member of Congress, no matter how liberal he or she was, if they were a Democrat, what have you, and they did something that we agreed with, we would praise them in the paper. But then what would often happen would be we'd get all these angry calls and letters from people saying, how dare you praise so-and-so? Don't you know that he is for this or he is for that or he is against this or against that? I'm not going to read the spotlight anymore.
Well,
so there's that aspect of it.
That, you know, no question about it. Because,
yeah.
You know, but I was watching Amy Goodman, and you know who Amy Goodman is.
Yeah.
She's
mm-hmm.
granddaughter of a Jewish rabbi, and she's extremely articulate. And they had her on C-SPAN 2 over the weekend for an hour and a half where she was discussing her book. And she mentioned so many neat issues that I totally agreed with. You know, like she said, for example, that the enemy, the greatest enemy we have right now is the corporate media.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! And she said, you know, that they have more power than any organization, including any government. Well, she was absolutely right. She did not go on to point out that that corporate media, however, is controlled by her fellow tribal members.
Right, exactly.
And she also made a lot of neat points. She said that in the time leading up to the war with Iraq, that there were a study that they had done, 363 news stories leading up to the war. Only three of them were anti-war, which she says, you know, that makes the media was not a news reporting organization. It was a cheerleading crowd for the war. Well, whether you like Amy Goodman or not, or agree with her on a bunch of issues, and even though she only speaks half the truth, she does say some very powerful stuff.
Oh, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Now, and the thing that I wanted to talk to you about is last week or the week before, you had brought to our attention an article by professors John Mearsheimer and Stephen Walt.
Right.
Of Harvard. And at that time, Professor Walt was the head of the government school. He was the dean of the John F. Kennedy School of Government. And I thought at the time, gosh, how could a guy write an article like that, exposing the power of the Jewish lobby, and at the same time not know that he's dead meat on the street for doing something like that? And lo and behold, as a result, the gal who published his article in the London Review of Books, in the Times Review of Books, she is in big trouble. And Professor Walt has been forced to step down from his position of dean at Harvard.
That's exactly right.
And mm-hmm. how come, and I think you need to comment on that. This is the greatest outrage, I think, that has happened in a long time. And I wish you would comment on it. And I wish that, you know, it's like, remember when Professor Tony Martin of Wellesley wrote that book, The Jewish Onslaught, where he documented the Jews taking after him when all he did was had one book, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, as one of the many books in his course. And they took after him, and, you know, if people have not read Tony Martin's book, The Jewish Onslaught, you've got to read it, because that documents the kinds of power that they have and how they go after anybody who raises their head up. And could you comment on
yeah,
the,
you know,
the Walt-
You know, it's funny. I also have an article in American Free Press this week about the about Professor Walt and Professor Mearsheimer. And, you know, the thing that I pointed out in the opening is that while a lot of people on the Internet and alternative radio, independent radio, have been talking about this paper, and it's been widely publicized in the Jewish press, that is, newspapers that circulate in the Jewish community, the major media has had very little to say about it. So the average American who's out there worrying about how to pay the rent and put bread on the table and get milk for the kids, this issue is very, very distant to them. And they're the same people that are sending their kids over to fight in this war that Israel got us into. So this is the kind of thing, you know, it's kind of an issue that's only of interest to people who are really interested in public affairs. And, you know, thank God there are the people who listen to Republic Broadcasting and who read American Free Press and for that matter, members of the John Birch Society. I'll give credit where credit is due. You know, there are there are all these people who follow the issue, all these people who follow the issue, but for the most part, the American people never hear about it, and that's why the Zionist lobby can come down hard on the editor of a British publication and on a distinguished professor of foreign relations. So, you know, it's something that's just going to keep on happening until we all finally say we're mad of it all, we're sick of it all, and break the back of this powerful lobby. So, Ron, I thank you for your call.
Thank you, Michael.
Let me go to Rick from Ohio. Rick, come on up.
Hey. Hello?
Yes, Rick, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
It was quiet there before, but now I can hear you good. I wanted to make two comments tonight. One, I was listening to John Stadtmiller's show earlier.
Okay.
And he was very excellent today. And I was really proud of him. He had one guy, a whiny voice, Bob from Texas, call up. And John Stadtmiller says, I'm not going to waste time with this clown today. And he told the guy to shut him off. And basically, another caller called up later and congratulated him on that move. He said that fellow and Jeff from Massachusetts, basically they just call up to waste air time and to defend and apologize media positions. And I think it was very good that John Stadtmiller did not waste time with the guy.
Okay.
I think that was very good. And I wanted you to know that because I know that Jeff from Massachusetts calls and tries to eat up a lot of your time.
Well, you know, I think I mentioned on the air one night I let him talk for quite a bit because...
Yeah, you let him talk too much.
Well, you know what?
If we want to hear his story, we can go to Fox News or CNN. Okay, the other comment I wanted to make on the John Birch Society for Paul from New York.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
I say the comment on the Birch Society.
Yeah.
My thought is this. You cannot spread misinformation until you first cultivate an audience.
Okay, and that's unfortunately very, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing I pointed out that in one of the shows last week in discussing the Birch Society that all of a sudden the mass media in America, I don't remember it myself, but in looking back on the files on it that we had at Liberty Lobby, extensive files, newspaper clippings, letters, all sorts of material that was probably the biggest collection next to that maybe of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. And I noticed that the mass media suddenly gave a vast amount of attention to the John Birch Society. And, you know, the mass media very seldom gives attention to independent political organizations and institutions. I mean, you know, unless they do it in a passing way. But the Birch Society had such a massive infusion of members because good patriots were looking for a place to go.
Well, this is the thing. Go back. The Birch Society has been a very well-financed organization for, what, almost 50 years now. And what have they accomplished?
Well, you know, that's what the people have asked. And, you know, it's an uncomfortable question. And
if they had the truth in a pure form, they would have accomplished something.
Yeah,
make enough lies in there to neutralize all other people.
I once thought about writing a book about the John Birch Society, and then I said to myself, it's probably more trouble than it's worth.
Yeah.
You know, like I say, you know, there's an old saying, let the buyer beware, and that's what I'm telling people. I mean,
right, that's right.
They can judge me for what I have to say and what I have to write, and it's, you know, there's no mystery about it. I have a track record of thousands of published articles, and if people want to know where I stand, that usually pretty much represents it, unless a couple times over the years editors may have inserted something into some stories that I wrote that I wouldn't have allowed to go in had I known about it, you know, and sometimes over the years editors took things out of my stories that changed the meaning of it. There wasn't any conspiracy there. It was just things that happened, but like I say, my published record speaks for itself, And for that matter, so does that of the John Birch Society.
Yeah, well, a good rule of thumb is to ask, what are they not saying?
That's right.
That's where the real truth often lies.
All right, Rick, listen, I appreciate your call, and we're going to go to Bob from Texas.
Hello.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I better say thank you for taking my call.
Well,
and I really do thank you for taking this call, because I think you have a, show a lot of good qualities by taking it.
Well, I take I don't think I've not taken any calls from anybody who's ever called in.
Okay, well, anyway, here's my point. I'm beginning to sense that there is an attempt to define who's a patriot and who's not. Okay? Now, and I'm afraid I'm falling into the category where I'm being categorized not
as a
patriot.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Now, you just said something.
Go ahead.
Are you suggesting that I'm trying to define who's a patriot and who's not?
Well, you did say something about, in the last couple of shows, about people, some kind, the type of personality that has gotten into the patriot movement. I didn't interpret it as you talking about me, but I read an article by Scott Ritter today where he was talking about the Tower of War by Sun Tzu, okay, and he was referring to the people in the anti-war movement, and I sort of agree with him that there's a lot of fracturing and fragmentation within the anti-war movement. But now I'm also seeing that there seems to be an effort to filter out or decide who is a patriot and who's not. And
well, I tell you what, I mean, just for my own part, I don't, that's a, I kind of know where you're going, or where I should say where you're coming from, but I
Let me just say this before you hang up on me. First of all, I used to live in the Middle East. I don't tell you a whole lot about me, but I earned my spurs in the Patriot movement way before 2001. And if I wanted to, I could go into some pretty intricate things, but I'm not going to. Two, the truth cuts both ways. If something, the truth cuts both ways, all right? When it comes to the truth is never wholly and totally one-sided. And
well,
three,
I tell you what, I'm not sure that's necessarily the case. I think that's a pretty broad statement to make there. Sometimes there are just solid facts, and then there are opinions.
2 + 2 = 4, that's a fact.
Right.
When it comes to the world of men and society, there's very little fact, okay? And it's very hard to discern what that fact is, what those facts are. And finally, let me just quickly say that I sort of subscribe to the theory of, I can see where the accidental view of history is relevant, okay? But I believe that at any moment, if you take a snapshot in time, the world is sufficiently ambiguous that it will support many different projections of what went on at any time, because there's always enough ambiguity in the world. September 11th was that one point in time where we took a snapshot, okay? And it will support many possible interpretations. Now, I'm a patriot, and I'm after the truth.
Okay, well, I have no problem with that. I'm still curious as to what it was particularly that I said that disturbed you. I mean, if you could give me a specific, I'd be glad.
Well, what made me call was something you said in the very part of your show that I can't see. One of my problems is I call when I hear what triggers it, but then I listen to you and I forget. If I listen to you, I forget what I wanted to say. Okay? but then your previous caller sort of confirmed. And I wanted to get out that, you know, patriots come in all different shapes and form.
I agree.
And I hope that you all and the other announcers don't decide that you're going to decide who's a patriot and who's not a patriot.
Well, I tell you what, there, you know, I might make a judgment in my own mind in a lot of cases about so-called leaders of the patriot movement, because I might have suspicions of them, and my suspicions are based upon 25 years of close observation and massive reading. I'm a voracious reader of all kinds of literature, left-wing, right-wing, major newspapers.
May I just say one more thing, Michael, please?
Go ahead. What?
I'll tell you what I've been doing since 1998. I take these ideas and I interject them into the Yahoo stock message boards. I've been doing that since 1998. And I tell you, you know, I bring these ideas to those boards, and I have fought my battles on those boards, all right?
I understand.
But that's the tack that I take because my preferred medium of communication is on the typewriter on the Internet. I'm very good at it, okay?
All right. Well, I have no problem with that because, you know, I think I said on this very first broadcast that everybody has something to contribute.
So don't define who's a patriot and who's not.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to define one thing. I'm going to say that George Bush is no patriot. And on that note, Bob, I want to move on, but thank you for your call. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ben in Florida. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is a voice for patriotism. Please stay tuned.
The future of health and wellness is here and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to wrap up another hour. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're going to talk to Ben from Florida. Ben, come on up.
Okay, Mike, could you hear me? I'm having a lot of trouble here.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Very good.
Okay.
Don't let them rattle your cage, Mike. I think it's getting close to the point where they know they're going to pay the piper.
You know, I like that phrase.
He could have called you worse names. He could have called you a neocon Zionist.
I'm too old to be rattled anymore, Ben. You know what I mean? Because, like I say, I've been doing this for a long, long time, and you have to.
Mike, I'd like to tell you one more thing, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
I recently met a person about my age from Yugoslavia, the former Yugoslavia. I said, "I salute you," and I saluted him. I said, "Thanks for keeping." I think it was 5 regiments of Germans busy during the war while I was bleeding in Italy.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, it's what people do. And you're doing the right thing, my friend. Keep it up.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Ben. Nice to have a compliment every once in a while. All right, Ben. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Mike from Maryland. Mike, come on up.
Hey, thank you. Great show. Yeah, you mentioned earlier about John Birch Society, and what I know about them, you could put in a thimble, but just those two examples that you showed about Richard Pearl and the Federal Reserve, I mean that's just classic disinformation right there.
Yeah, and I would say that I think it's a safe bet that even most members of the John Birch Society, an overwhelming number of members of the John Birch Society, would agree with what I had to say and disagree with all of that. I'll say one thing. In all fairness to the John Birch Society, that support for Richard Pearl came at a time when there was a shadowy figure by the name of John Reese, who was very active behind the scenes in the John Birch Society, and I'm pretty sure he's long gone. But nonetheless, you know, those are the kind of things that raise concerns in my mind.
Sure.
So that's where I'm coming from.
Well, it's like the Bible says, you'll know them by their fruits.
Right, exactly.
I just want to mention one thing. There's supposed to be a showing of Loose Change in Tacoma Park tomorrow, but I don't know what. Should I give out the phone number?
Well, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah, that's Tacoma Park, Maryland. I guess those who are listening know where that is. Go ahead, Mike.
It's Sangha Cafe. The Sangha Cafe, it's 301-891-3214, but I don't know what time the bleeding thing is going to show, and I didn't get any information from the number on call, but maybe there might be somebody there tomorrow.
Chances are, if there's probably something about it on the internet somewhere, so
yeah,
people can check that out.
Yeah, and maybe 240-395-0031. Yes, I don't have internet access, so the 301-891-3214. But the main reason I'm going to call, though, is I think I had a brain. I had an epiphany the other day. Or maybe it was a brain fart. I sometimes get them confused.
Okay.
It concerns the Kennedy assassinations, and I'm just about 100% convinced that, oh, shoot.
Go ahead, say it, because we're going to...
That John Kennedy was an inside job, and probably his brother was, and if that's the case, why doesn't Edward Kennedy, why has he never pressed the issue?
I'll tell you what. Just hold that thought, Mike. I'll comment on that tomorrow night when I open up the show. So if anybody's really interested, they'll definitely tune in tomorrow night.
Because if a guy with 2.5 years of college can figure it out, why can't he?
Mike, I tell you what, we got to close out the show, and I want to apologize to Chris and Ted, the two callers who are hanging on here. We've run out of time, as we often do, but I appreciate all the calls, even the negative ones. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the crime capital of the world. Hopefully we'll reform it. One way is to keep listening to rbnlive.com on the internet and at 5.050 on shortwave. Thanks again.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.